Hi everybody, Elizabeth here, and today we are going to talk about gut and skin issues. So, gut and skin access. Okay, so what does gut have to do with the skin issues? Okay, so many people are suffering from skin issues like pimples, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, like skin rashes, dermatitis, or anything which is connected with the skin issues. It means there is some issues with the gut, and I will explain to you now. So what is the connection between our skin, rashes and issues, and the disbalance in the gut? So usually what the doctors give when, for the teenagers, let's say, who have pimples, they give like 3 to 4 months antibiotic. So this is terrible, you know, it's further making our gut in disbalance worse. Okay, and the people who have these skin issues, the quality of life is reduced. Like they are not, they cannot go out, cannot go to school, they cannot work. Like if their face is all red, or the body, they cannot, they are afraid to go maybe on the beach to show their skin, because it's the quality of life is reduced, and there is like a block from the outside world, you know, and they have anxiety, depression, and many things can happen with this skin disease. Okay, so they may have also insecurity, like they may feel less worth from the other people. But don't worry, now you will understand how these skin issues are connected with unhealthy gut. Okay, so what happens in the gut shows on the skin. So these actually skin issues, like skin rashes and eczema and psoriasis, are actually symptoms of an unhealthy gut. Okay, so let's explain first. Our skin have... normally, in our gut, when we have a normal diversity of bacteria, our bacteria in the gut, they after they consume the food, they produce short-chain fatty acids, you already maybe know that, which are propionate, acetate, and butyrate, okay? So butyrate, it stays in the gut, it leaves the gut, goes in the other tissues, but mostly acetate leaves the intestines and goes in the other tissues. So what's the function of the acetate? The acetate, it's antimicrobial and it's reducing the inflammation inside the body. And this is, it's helping the T regulatory cells to be activated. What are the T regulatory cells? They're controlling the inflammation. Like, for example, they're doing when, for example, if we have touched something in or some toxins, our skin gets in contact with our toxin, then our body will react, will show this reaction, will want to expel these toxins. And how is doing that? By creating sebum. Sebum is oily, sticky thing that is moisturizing our skin, and it's just below the hair molecules. And this is creating to expel the toxins. Okay, so for example, if we have like a scratch, if we scratch ourselves and it shouldn't go red, like I'm scratching, it shouldn't go red. That's what, that means that my T regulatory cells is producing, it's reducing the inflammation. It's actually, the cells are controlling the reaction and it's reducing the inflammation to the tolerance. Okay, so we can tolerate everything. Like if we go outside, if there is pollen outside, if there is mold, if there is our body, if our T regulatory cells are functioning properly, we will not react. Okay, and the acetate is helping these T regulatory cells to do their function. But if we are low in acetate, if we are low in diversity in our gut, and it's not produced enough, and it cannot go and reduce help the function of the T regulatory cells, then our skin will react to everything, to anything. Okay. I hope you understand the connection between the diversity of the gut bacteria and our skin reactions. So we want to establish tolerance. and we establish tolerance by healing the gut and creating the good gut balance. The other thing is the LPS. Okay, the LPS, we know that the LPS is lipopolysaccharides, the toxins that are created by the bad gut bacteria. And people who have taken antibiotics, of course, have more of these bad bacteria. They're creating disbalance, killing the good ones, and there is more room for the bad to proliferate, and also the yeast like candida, and creating toxins like LPS, which goes, this LPS are very dangerous because they go through the brain barrier, blood barrier, and they are directly involved in the vagus nerve connection from the brain to the gut, and it's creating low motility and SIBO and bloating and constipation. You know, it's directly influencing the connection with our gut. And toxins, and creating toxins, they also can be showing by skin reactions. Our skin may want to expel them by creating more sebum. Okay, so who here has skin issues and has also gut disbalance? Okay, so you may not have to have like gut symptoms to know that the main source of the disease. My battery is low. Okay, the main problem is in our gut. I had one client who we were focusing on healing her her headaches, her infections, and all of a sudden, after we fixed her gut and create good bacteria diversity and everything, she told me that her eczema that she was having since childhood, it disappeared. It's no longer there. So we didn't focus. I didn't know that she was having an eczema. She didn't tell me before. So we were, by following the steps in healing the gut and the leaky gut and creating a gut balance again, all the skin issues disappeared and all the other diseases, symptoms of an unhealthy gut disappeared. Okay. So leaky gut and low acetate production are the two major drivers of inflammation in our body, and also creating skin lesions and all skin diseases. Okay. So diversity, microbial diversity is very, very important for having a healthy skin and healing the leaky gut. Of course, first we need to heal the leaky gut and then create the balance in the gut. So what bacteria are, which one of the bacteria are helping, are more helping with more with this helping healing the skin issues? Those are Bacillus HU36, Bacillus subtilis 58, Bacillus coagulans SC208. I will write them in the description, don't worry. Bacillus clausi SC109 and vitamin K2. Vitamin K2, but choose the MK7 version, which is longer time absorbing in the body, like it's not so quick absorption, so we need it to be released a longer time and absorbed in a constant manner. Okay, so vitamin K2 is very important also for the neurological, if we have neurological like numbness, tingling in the hands, so it calms the body and it helps with production of the ATP and energy cells and neurological cells and everything. So we need to incorporate this bacteria and to incorporate K2, the MK7 version, and create the balance in the gut. Okay, I hope you find this video interesting and helpful. Let me know if you are suffering from skin issues and if there is any way I can help you with that. We'll stay in touch. So see you next time. Bye.